Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 169 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. We begin by recognizing what we are, and from this place of peace, we allow the truth to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we allow ourselves to sink into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths, quieting the mind, quieting the body. We allow the breath to bring us into the present moment right now. Coming into the present moment, in order to deeply dive into our truth, what am I? I exist only in the present moment. I don't exist in the past or the future. I exist right now, here, in this moment. In this moment. In this moment, I spend this time deeply wanting to know the truth of what I am. I've seen that I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the thoughts and the emotions. I know I exist. I don't have to think to know I exist. this existence that I am is not changing. It's been me for as long as I know. I've never known not existing. I don't have to think to know I exist. Just feeling into the existence that has been here always. As far as I have ever been, this pure existence that I must be to be here. Simply sitting in the acknowledgement that this existence is what I am. And I know that I am. And so existence must also be consciousness. This pure being of existence, consciousness. I don't need anyone or anything from the outside to tell me I exist. It is self-evident. I cannot deny that I exist. This seeing my existence, knowing that I exist, unchangeable, have existed in this exact same way since birth, since the beginning of time. These other things that come in and out of the awareness are changing our temporary . They don't impact my existence. They have never impacted my existence. Existence, consciousness has never changed. Feel into this unchanging, pure existence, pure consciousness, pure being, prior to the mind or the I thought. If the mind wants to wander into thinking, return back to the feeling of knowing your existence, knowing your consciousness. Return back to that which does not change, which has always been. In this present moment, right now. Really get this, that your existence is self-evident. It cannot be denied. Or changed. Make this important distinction between thought and pure awareness. Abide here now. In your knowing of your existence. quiet the mind. Be still. Listen to peace. It too has a voice. In peace, there is all simplicity. In peace, there are all answers. In peace, one finds life. In peace, one knows truth. How can one worry when life has no end? How can one fear when life is what you are? In knowledge of truth, guidance is provided. Because in knowledge of truth, there is no fear of listening to the voice that knows of truth. Given from our Holy Spirit. Quiet the mind. Be still. Listen to peace. It too has a voice. In peace there is all simplicity. In peace there are all answers. In peace one finds life. In peace, one knows truth. How can one worry when life has no end? How can one fear when life is what you are? In knowledge of truth, guidance is provided. Because in knowledge of truth, there is no fear of listening to the voice that knows of truth. Quiet the mind. Be still. Listen to peace. It too has a voice. In peace, there is all simplicity. In peace, there are all answers. In peace, one finds life. In peace, one knows truth. How can one worry when life has no end? How can one fear when life is what you are? In knowledge of truth, guidance is provided, because in knowledge of truth, there is no fear of listening to the voice that knows of truth. Quiet the mind, be still, listen to peace. It too has a voice. In peace there is all simplicity. In peace there are all answers. In peace, one finds life. In peace, one knows truth. How can one worry when life has no end? How can one fear when life is what you are? In knowledge of truth, guidance is provided, because in knowledge of truth, there is no fear of listening to the voice that knows of truth. Thank you for joining for quote 169 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. Namaste.